The Petersburg Schools complaint is the sharpest civic story this week, and it is bigger than one city. The Virginia NAACP filed a federal Title VI complaint Monday, alleging Petersburg schools are chronically underfunded, crumbling, and understaffed in ways that concentrate harm on a predominantly Black low-income community. The real target is Virginia's statewide funding formula. Watch whether the U.S. Department of Education opens a formal investigation that pulls the whole system into federal court. Two other deadlines hit before the week is out. The Loudoun School Board must act before Monday, July 20th, or Dominion's Route 3A. Nearly 200-foot monopoles through Ashburn backyards becomes permanent. The assault weapons ban flips to a statewide block on July 21st, with two circuits already at opposite conclusions and the Supreme Court of Virginia still on the sideline. On the Hampton Roads front, newly filed court documents show the FBI wiretapped State Senator Louise Lucas as part of a Norfolk public corruption probe. And in Roanoke, Austrian life sciences firm Ringana is opening its U.S. headquarters there, $85 million and 435 jobs over 5 years. Early voting for the August 4 primaries is open now through August 1st. Registration deadline is July 24th. Two ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Leopold's Preserve hosts trail cleanups on Friday mornings, a good fit for families, students, or groups who want to get outside and do something useful. In Richmond, Suncrest Hospice is looking for volunteers to spend time with hospice patients on a flexible schedule, no experience required, just your presence. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.